December 31st, 2022, the seventh day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, tomorrow opens the door on a new year. Therefore, today, spend time in discerning what you should change in your personal relationship with me, so that we could be closer. What areas of your personal holiness are discouraging to you? What distracts you in prayer? How can you change your relationships with others to be more like holy love? What virtues do you most need to improve on? What are the areas of pride in your life? Each of you has some spiritual weakness. Today, as you prepare for the beginning of a new year just hours away, discern what areas of weakness need the most grace. Then, pray for that grace to overcome your spiritual weakness." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.